There must be some way out of here, said the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessmen, they drink my wine, plowmen dig my earth. None of them along the line know what any of it is worth.
Okay, we're back for a second hour in the Investigative Journal. And, boy, to continue on this theme, General Parton has been with me before, and the reason that I like bringing him on is that he really talks about this organization at the top, this fascist socialist organization that takes over countries, and he puts them in categories, shows that they're quite successful in the world, and now are working hard on America to include us into this fascist one world government that they choose to do. Now, what I'm getting at is there's an infiltration level always at the tops of all these countries. And the point of reference I go to is, how do they do it? Well, there's from my point of view, from all the guests that I have, they do it through many different ways, through the combination of religious leaders who work with the government leaders, i.e., the Jesuit order and the Vatican have a big hand in this, as well as leaders all over the country who succumb to this socialist fascist mindset. Now, we look at the three different countries as he did this, and this is leading into a really great interview with my next guest, Andrzej Suda, a Polish immigrant who lived under communism and fascism, came here and is now being targeted by the same people and even our own government. And it started when he was a young man in college and talked up against the Soviet Union and the fake solidarity Lech Wałęsa freedom campaign that he'll tell you was just put up by the exact KGB Polish CIA agents who controlled the movement. So it's going to be a great interview because we're going to put a face on communism and fascism. And we'll do that in a couple minutes, but let me finish. The three categories of countries, based on their vulnerabilities of takeover, are capitalist countries. Then the second type of countries are countries of medium-level development. And the third are colonial or semi-colonial countries, like Africa, the Middle East, Asia, South Africa. The countries of medium development are Eastern European. Of course, the capitalist countries slash, in our case, part colonial, because of the fact we have internal strife between blacks and other racial organizations, they can use two techniques in our country. Well, in the techniques of the second and of the countries of median development and colonial and semi-colonial, they use wars of national liberation to do that. And Eastern European countries have fallen to the hand of communism, socialism, the New World Order. Many countries now in Africa, the Middle East, Asia, South Africa, colonial countries, being put into the same system. General said Egypt is a good example. Iraq is a good example. And they use wars of national liberation, deception, undercover work to take over these countries. And they're quite successful. And the important thing is, once they do this, they use the power they have in these countries to move on to another. Now they're in America. And they use a strategy here that's twofold. And we're going to get into that with General Parton next week. But let me just outline it in this last minute. They use both a three-step approach, which is a preparatory stage where they prepare the economy, they prepare the media, they control the government, and they prepare their plan of the second step, which is a period of escalating violence, which we're in right now, according to the general. We can look at the escalating by Ruby Ridge, Waco, Oklahoma City, the first World Trade Center bombing, 9/11, and it's going to continue to get worse until they get us into the final stage of control and takeover, which means they now are using us into their Commonwealth of Independent States to move on to the rest of the world. And are there any other countries after us? We better stand strong against this New World Order evil force. We'll be back in the next 3 minutes with Andrzej Suda. Back in 3 minutes.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole Salt Lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil Wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274. 497-0274.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and America, we're in the phase of period of escalating violence in our country. And this violence is seen through terrorist acts that are controlled, manipulated, operated through our government, through the Vatican-led New World Order. They have a big hand in this, at orchestrating this. Their organization, very wealthy, is used to perhaps program and to put together the real network that they need all around the world, along with leaders and religious leaders who have been co-opted into the system. So at this particular juncture, America is being taken over in two ways. This three-step program that I mentioned, we're in the period of escalating violence. And also they use wars of national liberation because our country has many different factions, the black faction, other different factions, and they can pit one group against another. So they use a twofold strategy here. And you can see that in the different things that go on in our country. So anyway, what do? We're in a period of escalating violence, and this will move right into my guest, Andrew Suda. And the violence isn't only terrorism against the World Trade Center, terrorist acts that are overt like that. And we must understand that the people in charge all over the world, including Bush and the rest of these people, have full knowledge of what's happening. And they work together secretly with all their secret organizations, including, you know, we can go on and on and on with the list, Freemasonry, the Vatican, other things, to get this program to move through these three steps, these three stages. Now, the violence in our country, you can see it all over, is not only terrorist activity. But the violence is in basically weaponry used against the American people that we've documented on this show, microwave weaponry, that is torturing millions of people without knowing it. We have the escalating violence of our families, our children being taken away from us. And next week I'm going to devote two or three shows bringing on mothers and bringing on other people in our country who have been terrorized through the court system by the systematic takeover of families in so many insidious ways, through pedophile rings, through the courts taking children away from mothers, other things like this, using a system that they used in the Soviet Union a long time ago. And you know what? I'm going to bring on Andrew Suda now because he's going to verify this. He lived under communist rule, fascist rule in Poland. He immigrated to the United States in the 80s. He's now an American citizen. And Andrew, how are you today?
Fine. How are you?
And I think, you know, my last show was so good because it leads, you're a perfect example of what General Parton was talking about. Tell us, you know, what you feel about America right now and how this relates to your experiences in Poland, because you lived under with this communist rule a long time ago. Tell Americans, you know, really point blank what's happening here.
First of all, I realized that, of course, I'm getting old, and this communism event is just falling deeper and deeper into memory hole. And Americans don't understand what this thing was about and how close they are getting right now to the same situation I was in and other people from communist bloc. And it's really hard to explain if American public doesn't know what communism was. They may know, you know, who Joe Stalin was or Lenin, but they don't know details about it anymore. They knew more in 50s and 60s. Now this is, you know, the remote past. Nobody cares. And that's the problem. You know, history has tendency to repeat itself if we don't learn from the history. Poland was the lesser brother of Soviet Union. And the good example of what was happening is my case. My parents had no chance for the whole their lives to progress in life. They were teachers of elementary school. They had higher education, and they couldn't afford financially to visit, let's say, Western Europe for a week, for whole life. And of course, you know, I'm average American may say, do I care about it? Yes, you may if dollar falls to be 10 euro cents, because you will be in the same situation. And looking at financial situation in America right now, which is simply a reflection of what's happening in general terms, this may happen very soon. And this is just a financial reflection of the whole situation. The communism is gone, was created and run by the same people who create situation here. It may sound funny, but the bankers, people who love money and love profit, created communism. And some of us learn enough about it to know. I don't know which direction to go even from this.
Well, I want you to go in whatever direction you want, but what I'm getting at is I want to try, you know, you've talked to us before, but the real interesting thing about this is that America, right now, your America, is sitting similar to what you were living years ago in Poland, what you got away from. And I think we should go back and talk about your experiences there and then bring it to date here and how they followed you here. Your story is just amazing because it shows It shows how communism and the KGB moved right into our country and are taking it over, as the general in my other hour just said. Go ahead.
What happened to me personally, when I decided to leave Poland and found an excuse to become a tourist and visit United States and stayed illegally and finally got my papers and so on, I didn't know that Polish intelligence decided to use me. What they did, they created a situation that I've met a Polish girl in New York City who was highly trained spy. And we very quickly became boyfriend and girlfriend, moved together, finally moved to San Diego from New York, and, slowly becoming a family. After 7 years of relationship, I realized what she was doing. But the thing was that in the same moment, I was almost dying. I was getting systematically poisoned. Simply the higher ranks of Polish KGB decided that they used me enough, and now it's time to go. And my girlfriend will, you know, pursue her career without me. Of course, I was, as you see, I was lucky enough to survive. I went to all imaginable law enforcement states and informed them, showing documentation, hard evidence, informed them about what she was doing. It was in 1995. Since then on, she's still free person. Nothing happened to her. I lost everything what I had, and I'm harassed and tortured on a daily basis. So they want to keep me quiet. How important this person was for the spying network, let me explain in two examples, two symptoms of it. First symptom was when she applied for political asylum, in a certain moment, State Department realized through own intelligence network what she was doing. They decided to deport her immediately. She went to office of local congressman, Republican congressman, and miracle happened. Congressman forced INS to give her brand new green card with different A alien number, which is illegal. Your A number stays with you for the rest of your life like your social security number. Nevertheless, for her, it was new A number. An old file with old A number disappeared completely. It wasn't even available for Office of Inspector General of United States Department of Justice. That's how deep it is.
Right, and you tried to get justice from
yes,
FBI.
Yes, and believe it or not, congressman who gave her green card, knowing what he was doing and who she was, he's now one of candidates for the presidency of United States.
Okay. And his name is right now?
Duncan Hunter. Congressman okay. Duncan Hunter from San Diego. Documentation is posted on Italian website, for Association Against Abuse. And it's readily available on internet. And
before we got a minute here before the break, before we go into it, I wanted to also mention that people can read about your story on my website at arcticbeacon.com. Go into my article archives. You'll find it on the left side of my website. And scroll down about, has it been about a year now, Andrew, since that article came out?
Yeah, I think it was after my first interview with you, and this was December 2005.
Okay. And that you can find it in December 2005, his story. We're going to get back more particulars about what happened to Andrew Suda in America, and also in the second half hour, get into what he learned in Poland and what America needs to watch out for. We'll be back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal. Let it burn, and from the
desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Government. The man in a trench coat, batch out laid off, says he's got a bad cough, wants to get it paid off. Took out a kid, it's something you did.
All right, we're back on the Investigative Journal. My guest, Andrew Suda, is telling us about how he's been treated probably worse in America than he has in his own in communist Poland. And it's an amazing story because it just shows you that they don't let loose ends go here in this country. They followed a guy who isn't, a head of state, isn't a political activist, but was a more or less, as Andrew said, you just said you like to speak your mind in Poland, and it's followed you here. But before we get back to those experiences that led to this, the agents of Poland and Russia who followed you, who almost poisoned you and killed you, and then also how you've been now targeted by microwave weaponry as a way to basically destroy your life. Is that an accurate statement?
Yes, it's one of techniques used on, I risk say dissidents, people who don't agree with something or they are unwanted in this country for one reason or another. Microwave weaponry is one of things used for a long time. Of course, general official media will ridicule anybody saying that. They even dare to say that such weapons don't exist. Nevertheless, the chief of U.S. Air Force bragged practically about 2 or 3 months ago that this kind of weaponry will be soon tested on American general population during some kind of riots. It's a public statement. So,
yeah.
So it's a very funny situation that you cannot say that such thing exists because you can be considered a nutcase. In the same moment, Chief of Air Force brags about using it on unruly crowds. Yes, so this thing is used. It's one of techniques. If you are unwanted, there is a lot of things they can use on you since they have money and they call shots. So you have to be ready for harassment at work. You have to be ready that your computer, brand new, may work for 1 month or maybe 2 weeks, and then will be broken constantly and you cannot use it. Your car will be having miraculous stoppages that there is no mechanic in the world able to find out what the hell is going with your car, and so on. You can call it bad luck. After all, you know, the bottom line is, it is bad luck. Simply, it's not a bad, unexplainable bad luck. It's a bad luck that you or me are good people, honest people, who are trying to tell the truth, and there is a group of evil doers. I'm using somebody else's vocabulary, evildoers, who have money and unlimited powers to harass us to death.
Right. And you know what? Let me just go over a couple of things. You tried to get justice. You tried to go to the FBI, the Inspector General, never getting any justice. And the real key here is that many of these agents followed and are now in America from Poland and Russia, doing the same things they did to your people during Poland's communistic past and Russia's past. But tell us about what you learned about a couple of the high-ranking KGB agents now in Homeland Security in this last couple minutes before we get into your story in Poland. Go ahead.
It's a public record. One of these guys you are talking about already passed away. He was the chief of intelligence for East German Stasi police, and he was employed by Homeland Security for a while, but he passed away. The other guy is Yevgeny Primakov, who was a chief of KGB for a long time, and now he is on the payroll of Homeland Security, working as an advisor, how to handle security of United States. Well, since so many weird and unbelievable things already happen in the United States, people basically pass this fact and go on with their lives without even paying attention how horrible it is. This is the guy who was the biggest evil when he was chief of KGB. Now he's paid, let's say, 200 or 200,000 a year to do what? To share his expertise of what he knows, how to enslave people. Because what else we hired him for?
Yeah, and that should be enough to just shake up the American people. I mean, we got people out there that are, you know, having trouble making a living, both parents working hard, doing the right thing, and we hire this criminal through tax money, 200 grand a year, to teach the American Homeland Security agents how to enslave our own country. What a joke, you know, and I tell you, Americans, you should be ashamed of yourselves for not fighting more against this when we bring shows like this on, and the media should be ashamed of themselves for not covering these stories, and it goes on and on and on, and, you know, we are partly to blame because we're not taking action. We'll be back with Andrew Suda, and we're going to find out exactly what he was doing in Poland that led to what happened here in America, back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103. And let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and I want to mention that you can call us at 800-313-9443. We do not screen calls, and we take any message on this show. So, Andrew, before I get back to your story here, I have Ramona on the line who's been holding for a while, and she's called in and wants to talk with you. Ramona, how are you today?
Oh, just fine. Thank you, Greg.
Okay, that's Ramona in California. Go ahead.
Well, I've been talking to Andrew for some time now because we both share the fact that we're targeted with this directed energy and get tortured every day. When you were talking about the violence that is all around us now, that's one of the things that I talk about that I see even in our communities. It's allowed to increase, and I honestly believe that they use some of the technology or some of their mind control people, and then go in and with security, more police, more security. You see that now taking place in Los Angeles. And I can't, I can't help but because I realize what they're doing to me, to my family. Mind control is a very powerful tool.
And I might add, Andrew, Ramona, you know her story, but if some of our listeners don't, she tried to basically correct a drug problem in her community, which was in Camarillo, California. Is that correct?
Well, it's Ventura County. That's something that we see all over. And what I was trying to do is address not only that, but education versus criminalization and incarceration of our young people, not realizing that it was a design plan.
Right, and the police actually came against you, your children.
I lost my home. I started becoming ill. My children were constantly under surveillance, manipulation. Difficult. One of my daughters did graduate from Berkeley University, but the mind manipulation is very powerful, and they use it against you with your family as well. Every target individual from all levels of education and backgrounds, realize this.
Go ahead.
When you see the self-destruction of some of our young people, the increase of this incarceration, is all part of this.
Right. Andrew, do you have any, you want to say something to Ramona?
Well, I know her story very well. I'd like to point that she's an example how people become a target, an unwanted person. You see, what I was doing, I was discovering somebody doing evil things and complaining to right agencies. I became an unwanted person. She realized that there's a lot of evil going on streets of L.A. and neighborhoods. She tried to find a solution. She became an unwanted person. We are all having own reasons why we are targets. Because we are good people.
Right.
So I really admire what she was doing, and I feel sorry that she has to suffer for that, but that's how the situation is right now.
And Ramona, stay on the line with us. Andrew's going to recount his story, and feel free to ask any questions, and I may have a question or two for you in the last 20 minutes, but stay on the line with us. Andrew, the real question that comes up, is why would they target you? And I think you just explained it. But tell us a little bit about what happened to you in Poland and what you found out, because I think Americans need to know that communism, of course, was orchestrated with the cooperation of America, and that this Polish solidarity movement, this breaking down of communism, was just a ruse, just a show. And even Lech Walesa was an agent. Go ahead.
Yes, I was still a student of Academy of Fine Arts in Warsaw when solidarity movement was blooming. And, of course, like all young, honest people, I wanted changes. I was very excited about what was going on. Nevertheless, I noticed few things that bothered me. And still being, naive, childish in my thinking, but nevertheless, kind of logical thinker, I couldn't explain to myself why, for example, solidarity movement flourishes, gets stronger, and there's no major problem with that, when solidarity of peasants movement, it was a parallel movement by farmers, was a real grassroots movement. It disappeared from the political scene within months. As soon as they started to have national meetings, all activists of this movement had accidents. You know how it happens. Sometimes you have a car crash, a heart attack. You do something, you're a drunk driver and you hit somebody and you go to prison for a lifetime, and so on. The bottom line is they disappear from political scene immediately. In the same moment, normal solidarity movement was going on all the way to martial law, which was announced, to supposedly crush that movement. The funny thing, again, was that all activists of Solidarity Movement were arrested, quote to quote, and taken to one of our local spas in Polish mountains and held there in home arrest through the old all those rough times where other people were complaining, fighting, being even crushed by tanks, trying to object against martial law and the reintroduction of pure communism. Well, martial law finally was taken away, and this activist of Solidarity came out in perfect health and became a nucleus of the new Polish supposedly non-communist government. Another funny thing was that as soon as communism died, funny thing happened with Polish Communist Party buildings. Every town had own headquarters of, you know, local branch of Polish Communist Party. They were, you know, probably the most important buildings in town, you know, besides, let's say, City Hall. All these buildings, as fun as it sounds, all these buildings became banks. Became banks overnight, and basically the same people, the same party people who used to go there, you know, to wave red flags and manipulate people, became bankers. How you like
now,
that?
Phil, yeah, the interesting thing about the Solidarity Movement, it was infiltrated. In fact, tell people, and this gets covered up in America, Lech Walesa, who was always very very friendly with Pope John Paul II and everything, actually turned out to be a KGB Polish agent, right?
Yes, yes. He somebody was lucky enough to pull his file from Ministry of Interior archives and find that his code name was Bolek, and he was paid informant for many, many years. And
so he was also the Polish president.
And then, you know, of course, became Polish president, and you know, surprise, surprise, suddenly from being, you know, poor electrician, because he's by trade, he's an electrician, suddenly he became financially, it was became financially possible for him, or rather for his wife, to build the largest pasta factory in Poland. So if you ask today who owns the majority of production of pasta in Poland, that's Lech Walesa's wife. So yep. Where the money comes from?
Exactly. And I think people need to hear, you know, that you understood a long time ago that communism was just a theater, and that there was really no war against America and the communist people, but it was just a front, and also that the freedom movement in Poland has been false. I mean, I don't really believe that the people there are free. Do you?
No. They simply changed the name for the whole theater. Communism was necessary, from my perspective, communism was necessary to be this ugly enemy that America and other Western countries had to be afraid of. It, you know, the let's call him Boris or Ivan. He was the earlier equivalent of today's Osama. You need an enemy. You need to terrorize own population using, you know, some kind of boogeyman, being far away, untouchable, but nevertheless very deadly and dangerous. So we were part of this evil empire of Red. Well, but nevertheless, some people deciding about situation one day came to conclusion that, you know, that makes no financial, probably financial sense to hold communism alive. And they have better idea creating terrorism, which doesn't have country, color. There's nothing to touch, nothing to reinvest to, and nevertheless serves the purpose of scaring the hell out of every American who who believes that, you know, such thing exists.
And that, so the same people that created communism to as the enemy have created a better system now of terror by creating this false terrorism scare and Osama bin Laden and the militant Muslims. And all this now brings us to what I want to talk about, this stage of escalating violence in our country that we're undergoing right now. And you two people are an example of it from a perspective of how they deal with what you call unwanted citizens, people who are dissidents, people who want to do good, get involved with movements like Ramona, who's still on the line, trying to fight the drug situation, the gang situation in her community, when she found out that the police were actually helping them. And Ramona, we're just going to go to you for a minute. You were actually assaulted by police many times for this, right?
Yeah, one time I was even shot at, and I was always being followed under surveillance. My neighbors would, I mean, it was noticeable. It was done blatant. These people were not discreet about what they were doing. And because I was a person that was buying my home, worked for the state, taught CCD for the church, and was very much involved in my community, children would go to my door if they missed the bus, and I'd take them to school, and a problem, they knock on my door. And when I became involved to help, Angel Aldarate from the Justice Department had attended my meetings. He said, oh, ignore them, you're doing good work, they're just upset. But they were trying to attack my character. I was called a gang organizer, not a community mother. They became very upset and angry. So at first I thought, oh, I don't care. I'm not doing anything wrong. But not long after that, you know, the gang stalking, the harassment, the abuse, and then you start having car accidents. You see, I lost my home, and just an escalation of bad luck, like Andrew said. And at first, Angel Andarete from the Justice Department called me and asked me, Ramona, were they responsible for you losing your home? And of course I said, no, never did I dream that someone of our own had a program to destroy families' lives. But now I realize all too well, and they're blatant, they're not discreet. Like with me, they come in. I have a photograph scars where they cut my body. I have microchips that I've removed. Horrible. It's so unreal. It's just we live a day at a time, and I continue to do the things that I do. I go and help with Books Not Bars, with a nonprofit organization from Northern California. I still try to do what little I can, but it's difficult, and yet it's hard to believe that in our country this is going on.
Right, and excuse me, Ramona, your story is incredibly sad, and you have the documentation of the chips that were put into your body, the home assault.
Removed a wire from my eye.
Right. And now the microwave weaponry, which takes us to Andrew Suda, who is another one. After everything was said and done, Andrew, after they tried to poison you, after they were basically trying to kill you, this agent that was working undercover went away, and then they decided to attack you in a more, I guess, clandestine way, and that was through the use of microwave weaponry. And for you, that still goes on today, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, it goes on for the rest of our lives, for thousands of people. There are some groups connected, organized, of victims like ourselves, and we all have the same problems. It's so easily, technologically, so easily to beam people with different frequencies of microwaves and destroy neurological system in your body. Everything what you see physically is basically sometimes you have sunburns when you wake up. You get sunburns sleeping in your bed, which of course is a symptom of it, physical symptom.
So you wake up and you have these red blotches on your arms and things like that.
Yes, half of my head. Once I had half of my head, the skin was almost peeling off. As funny as it sounds, it's horrifying. And this is happening to thousands of people. Like I said, officially, these weapons don't exist, even if people from our government admit they are existing. Medias will tell that we are crazy. And that's, you know, that's will never stop. And we have examples of many people who are already on deathbeds. They are not harming those deciders anymore. Nevertheless, they are getting harassed and tortured to the last moment. And
yes,
that's how it is.
I just want to break in with you, our last break here, and then we'll come back. Ramona, you stay on the line. We'll finish up with Ramona Lopez and Andra Suda, and finish up here right after this short break.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
That there's none so blind as those who will not see.
Okay, we're back for our final segment, and I want to mention this before I get my final comments from my guests, that Ramona Lopez and Andra Suda are just two of the thousands of people that are being targeted in this period of escalated violence in our country that's erupting in so many different ways. I think my show, The Investigative Journal, has brought on more people than any other show, and I can say that any other show in the country that's brought on people that have been targeted, and stories that go from the experts who testify to the fact that there are these weapons being used, to people that are targeted, and to just bring to you the evidence that categorically shows that our government is using weapons against us. These microwave weaponry that's used so insidiously because you can't see it. It's the perfect crime, and they know it, and they're using and experimenting on people that get in their way. Many people don't even know they're being targeted, and many more are coming forward every day. One good sign is you'll wake up sometimes with blotches like your sunburn. You'll wake up with little dots on your hand that look like cigarette burns. You'll seem a little bit nervous at times. You won't seem to be yourself. You won't be able to think properly. And you know what? When you start figuring out something's wrong, they'll immediately, when you go for help, say that you're crazy or that you're experiencing some type of mental problem. And it's not true, because in most cases, you know, I would rather believe the people like Ramona Lopez and Andrew Suda than the government. So please, please, make sure anybody running for office in this country at a high level, if they don't address this issue, don't vote for them. And all these crooks in Congress, including Ron Paul and the rest of them, Cynthia McKinney, and all of these people will not address the serious issues of our country and don't deserve your vote. So don't get misled by someone who says 9/11, maybe we'll take care of it, and, you know, he gives a few other things. Don't be misled by these people. These people are lying to you. They don't address the main issues. We have 30 seconds, Ramona, for you, a minute. Any word to the American people? Then I'm going to finish up with Andrew. What's your message to the American people about what's happened to you and what we can do?
I believe that most is learn, educate yourself. There's a lot of sites out there. Educate yourself, America, about the technology. The technology is very real. People need to educate. Nick Begich has a new book who addresses some of that. I think people need to realize how dangerous this is. And like you said, many people don't realize they're already under this program. I've discovered...
Okay.
Every day.
Okay, Ramona, I'm going to have to get to Andrew. Thank you so much for being with me. Andrew, any final comments?
Quickly, coming back to this microwave issue, one phenomenon I'd like to mention. When Berlin Wall went down, many East German security guys became unemployed, and they became private citizens. They took with them knowledge of this microwave weaponry to their houses. After many years, you know, and many, let's say, neighbor against neighbor fights, they started using this weaponry again against own neighbors. So you have phenomenon in Germany that Frankfurt police has a special unit fighting microwave assaults between neighbors. Nevertheless, American media will tell you that you are crazy if you talk about it.
Right. Why don't we leave it there? Andrew, thank you for being on the show. Thanks for sharing your story. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Andrew Suda. Ramona Lopez also joined us. And so, another big problem, a period of escalating violence in so many ways. We'll be dealing with that issue on many more shows. We're all out of time today. I hope you have a nice afternoon. Until then, good afternoon.